I have a great guest. Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Yes, my name is Trudy Truitt, and I'm a writer. I'm the author of the Explorer Academy series by National Geographic.
What a fun job. It's so good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too.
You're so much fun. National Geographic kids, I mean, you guys have so much great content, and it's so fun. And we want to talk about the Tiger's Nest, correct?
Yes. This is going to be the fifth book in the Explorer Academy series. So we've had four previous, if you've been following along. And it's just, it's a great series for kids. It's designed for kids ages 8 to 12. And it's a science fact-based fiction series about a group of explorers that travel around the world and learn about things like, you know, pollution and extinction and habitat reforestation. And it's a great adventure for kids, and I'm having a great time writing it.
Well, I know you are. And I mean, you do the narratives for the Explorer Academy series. I mean, talk to me a little bit about some of the things like the dangerous reptiles and tracking those.
Well, so you're probably talking about our Zoltan Takic, who
yes.
is a so there are many explorers within Explorer Academy, and Zoltan is a very unique individual. He travels the world. He's a real person. He travels the world collecting venom from snakes, scorpions, spiders, for use in human medication.
I'd be so scared, but bless his heart.
I know, I would be too. And when I first met him, we did a book tour together. So we would go out and talk to kids together, and he would bring his slides and show them how he collected snakes. And then, you know, he would milk the venom, and then the snake is put back, and he's okay. There's, you know, no damage, no harm done.
Right.
But it's a dangerous line of work. But even though it is dangerous, one thing I've sort of learned about the explorers who do those kinds of things is they take extreme precautions to make it as not dangerous as possible because they want to be around for many years. And so they, you know, they don't consider themselves as risk takers.
Right.
They're just doing what they love to do. He's loved snakes since he was a kid.
Oh, my.
And always wanted to do something that would involve, you know, nature and snakes and being out there. And now he's the founder of what's called the World Toxin Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So he has collected millions of these toxins that are available to researchers worldwide who are, you know, creating medications for diabetes, heart disease, Parkinson's. So they're doing amazing things.
Wow.
And following their passion, but it's not recklessness at all. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I love about it, is being able to bring these to kids and show them this is a career path that you could follow.
Yes.
I mean, it's not sitting behind a desk. You know, you don't have to sit behind a desk and pour, you know, things into lab breakers if you don't want to. If you want to be out there, science is out there. It's very, it's much more adventurous than it gets credit for.
Oh, I think that's so amazing. Talk to me about Robert Wood.
Okay, so Robert Wood is an interesting fellow because all of these explorers are, you can find them in the back of the books and in the back of Explorer Academy, so you can find the different explorers back there. Each of the books has been inspired by some of the different explorers.
Okay.
So Robert Wood is an expert in micro-air vehicles.
Wow.
So he designs little itty-bitty teeny-tiny robots. Now, in Explorer Academy, Cruz has a honeybee drone. And I thought, when I was creating this, there are no drones that small. So this will be something that's fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
As I did research, I found that Robert and inventors like him, we're making really small, little tiny drones that are about the size of your fingernail that can go into places that we would not be able to go, like, you know, into earthquake rubble to find if there are survivors of earthquakes.
Wow.
And in addition to that, the drones that they are now creating, the next generation, will be thinking faster than a human, reacting faster than a human being.
Oh, my.
So these are the kind of things that the explorers like Zoltan and Robert do, you know, and it's not just men, it's very women oriented now too. So we want to make sure girls get into the field of science. And again, since I've been able to travel a little bit before last year, I traveled quite a bit.
Yeah.
I traveled with Erica Bergman, who is a submarine pilot. She's a submersible pilot, one of only two in the world. And she's really an incredible human being, very energetic, very vivacious. She's also very small, so she fits into the submersible. These are little, tiny submarines that I don't know if I can do it.
Right, right.
But if you know, but she goes down to the bottom of the ocean floor.
Wow.
So she's been to the Great Blue Hole off Belize, and you know, it's just so she does mapping of the ocean floor for clients and for research. So it's really fascinating to see that through the eyes of the explorers, that kids can be pretty much anything they want to be in any field of science that you want to go into. And if they go to exploreacademy.com, they can see different videos of some of the different explorers that have inspired the series. And I think it's just really cool to see them in action and to see what they do. And you realize that they're out there every day. You know, if you love being outdoors, you might not think that science is your field, but you can be a climatologist or a volcanologist. You can study glaciers. You can go under the ocean. You can, you know, travel the world. And you wouldn't, I wouldn't, that was not the kind of science that I grew up with.
Right. Me neither.
You know, when I was in school, science was really, you know, just sitting in the classroom, reading a book. Oh, okay, so a scientist pours chemicals together, and that's what they do. They design some sort of plastic, and that's it. But it is not that anymore, and it probably never was. But what we are exposed to now is seeing all of the different amazing technology that inventors are creating, and I want kids to know that they can be a part of that. They can do that.
That's awesome. And there's so much more in the book. I mean, there's all kinds of real-life technology. There's all kinds of information. It's Tiger's Nest. Tell us how we find out more about this online and keep following you, Trudy.
Yeah, you can go to exploreacademy.com,
okay.
And that will tell you all about the books. You'll be able to read some of the excerpts from the entire series. You can learn about the different explorers who inspired the series. There's videos with me. There's code-breaking games that kids can play. And then you can go to my website, which is Trudy Truitt, TrudiTruitt.com. And there's more there, too. And you can learn... you know, you could. I there's even a little video of me reading from some of the books.
Oh, I love
that. Lots, you know, lots to explore, and just you know, I just want kids to enjoy reading. And
yes.
You know, if we can impart a little bit of scientific knowledge along the way, that's great. But I just really want them to have a fun adventure, and I hope that this series does that.
It does, and you're amazing, and I love your name. What a good name!
It's a good name for a writer because, you know, they're a little catchy.
Yes.
My husband takes some credit for it. I did marry them into the name.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that. Well, thank you so much, Trudy. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Kat. I appreciate it, too. Good to chat with you.
You, too.